Along with it, giggles and wonder filled the region. NPR's Ruth Sherlock in Beirut and Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem sent these postcards.
Along the Mediterranean Sea in the Gaza Strip, Palestinians were pelted with rare hail. Enough to make little snowmen wearing coronavirus masks. In Jerusalem, a worshiper at the Al-Aqsa Mosque praised God and joined a crowd filming the flakes falling on the golden dome of the rock. In front of the shrine, a girl in pink boots threw snowballs. It hadn't snowed in Jerusalem in 6 years. Israeli reporter Nir Chasson met ultra-Orthodox Jews, Palestinian teens, Indian caregivers, and Tel Aviv snow tourists in a park at 2 a.m.
I met hundreds of people celebrating the snow. The snow in Jerusalem, it's like a super religion that united all other religions in the city. People pray for it all year long. It was fun.
Hundreds of miles away, in parts of Libya, people witnessed the first snowfall in 15 years. And in Saudi Arabia, people posted videos of camels looking confused as their humps turned a snowy white. In Syria, we speak with Ahlam Rashid. She says the snow has been difficult for the thousands of refugees in tents in the north of the country, but that despite the cold, the snow brings sparkle and joy to the children. She sends us a video she took of 4-year-old Mohammed and 3-year-old Wissal. They stand outside their home in a refugee camp in sandals. Dad, we can play in the snow, they shout. We're playing in the snow. And in so many countries around the region, people played this song by the beloved Lebanese singer Feirouz, Snow, Snow. Ruth Sherlock,
Daniel Estrin, NPR News.